This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday morning wake-up call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. Back in 1978, M. Scott Peck wrote the book, The Road Less Traveled. The road less traveled is taking the road of maintaining loving relationships, even in the midst of difficult circumstances. His opening sentence in the book is, "Life is difficult." It became a classic, selling more than 7 million copies, partly because it challenged people to take the road less traveled, not to settle for mediocrity and misery. I think people who approach life with a grateful attitude are taking a less traveled road. It's a road less traveled because not many people actually live like that. This Thursday is Thanksgiving. I want to challenge you to stop, take some time, and give thanks for you, for who you are. After all, the Bible says you are remarkably and wonderfully made. Life is difficult and short. You've probably experienced some tough times, maybe some really challenging, heartbreaking days already thus far in 2016. In the midst of the difficulties of life, take the road less traveled. That is, live a life of gratitude. It all comes down to our attitude. You've seen people who have let life beat them down. They've gotten burned by someone or something, and they've retreated, more or less, into themselves, settling for mediocrity and even misery. I started this ministry years ago when I was going through a difficult time in my life. My first wife had cancer. A couple of years later, she died of that disease. I had two young children, and I was in the midst of a difficult transition in my life as a pastor. I was afraid. I feared failure, the anxiety that builds from that foreboding that we might not measure up to all God wants or expects us to be. We fear we might miss out on life's best for us. I finally found rest in the amazing grace of a God who loves us just like we are, despite our good or poor performance. A God who loves us, mistakes and all. Then I figured, there must be people out there who are struggling just like I'd been struggling, people who wanted to be all they're supposed to be but were afraid they couldn't do it. So I had an idea. Minister to people who battle that basic fear of life, that fear of not measuring up. And I started this ministry with this idea, help people reach their potential in Jesus Christ, work with them to become all they're meant to be, and in doing that, I would become the person I was meant to be as well. I looked at it as a win-win situation. And that's our purpose here at David Whitlock Ministries. Helping you reach your potential is part of what reaching my potential is all about. Becoming all you're meant to be doesn't come all at once. It's a daily thing as we live in a relationship of trust with Jesus Christ. As we come to the place where a sense of gratitude pervades our being, we are at least on the way. But it's a daily discipline. I've heard that the most difficult thing about being a milk farmer is that the cows have to be milked every day. Well, we have to allow our minds to be transformed by the Spirit of God every day. How does that happen? How is our mind renewed? Paul wrote to the Romans, "Be transformed by the renewing of your mind," he said, "so that you will discern what is the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God." Earlier in that book to the Romans, he told how this transformation actually takes place. In Romans 5:5, he said that the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit. The connection is faith. We trust God with our lives. He pours His love into us through the Holy Spirit, who then transforms our mind as we give ourselves completely to Jesus Christ. So, He changes the way we think, and what we think about is therefore key. Proverbs 23:7 says, "As a man thinks in his heart, so is he." You become what you think about most of the time. Negative thoughts produce negative people. That's why it's essential that you spend time in God's Word, allowing the Spirit to transform you. He tells you who you are and how you are to behave. And as you act on that in faith, transformation takes place. For me, that begins before I even get up. out of bed. I mean, I pray, thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you for life and the opportunities you have in store for me this day. And throughout the day, I try to make Christ the focus. For when I do that, He brings joy into my life. I try to program that into my life. For instance, I try not to start my day with negative news. That might come later, but first thing out of bed, after getting a cup of coffee, I sit down with my Bible and read and meditate on the Scriptures. Then my wife Lori joins me with some positive, uplifting devotional material. We exercise, often listening to something positive like an encouraging speaker as we work out. You see, I want to so live my life that when my feet hit the floor each morning, it's a bad day for the devil. I want him to say, oh no, he's up again. When my gasoline tank registers empty, I know it's full. Full of air, that is. But my automobile is not designed to run on air. To displace the air, I fill it with gasoline. God's cure for wrong thinking is to fill our minds with the good. Our minds are then transformed. Philippians 4:8 says, fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. So, fix your thoughts today and each day. Thank God He created you because you are important to Him and you can become the best you can be. And remember, thank God for you, for He created you. Join me here next week for your Monday morning wake-up call. And between now and then, go out and be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head. Found the way downstairs and drank a cup. Looking up.